your attention to the book of the prophet Daniel. And in the sixth chapter, I'm going to read verses 10 through 16 this morning for your consideration. Supporting text coming from the 56th division of Psalms, verses 3 and 4. The Bible reads in the 10th verse of the sixth chapter of Daniel. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king, and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree or statute which the king establisheth may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thy servants continually, he will deliver thee. Supporting text, the 56th division of Psalms, verses 3 and 4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. The base of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning, being trapped in a dangerous situation. Being trapped in a dangerous situation. All of us ought to get to a place in our ministry to God and our love for God that we will come out of self and just let the Lord have his way. And so we thank God this morning for not only that song, but all of the songs. They've sang very well this morning. And the music ministry is such an uplifting and important part of the whole ministry of the church. And so we are so blessed here at Fowles Chapel to have a host of choirs that lift up the name of Jesus through song. And we have one of the most dedicated musicians in all the land. Hallelujah, Jesus. Never have the big head, but gifted by the greatest God of all. And so we are blessed here, and we thank God. We don't take our blessings for granted. Because it's good to have somebody good in your midst. Not only talent-wise, but got the right spirit down on the inside. Because what you do for the Lord, that's what's going to last. Hallelujah. You know how it is. You can get $2 and they get gone right quick. But if you got a good spirit down on the inside, even on your dark day, you can find a light somewhere. So I'm so glad to be a witness this morning that the Lord God has laid and will lay his hands on any of us. And you know, all you need is just a touch. Just a touch. You don't have to fall out in the floor. You don't have to turn somersaults. Just a touch from the Lord. Let you know that everything's going to be all right. Sometimes the little things are those things that matter so much. Hallelujah. I went and stopped by Sister Liv's house last Sunday. You would have thought Jesus stepped in the door. She just went off. It's good to be able to make somebody feel good just by letting them know that I'm thinking about you, I love you, and I'm concerned about you. We got to love one another. We got to stop feeling like it's all about us. We got to take time to let God be God. And, you know, there's a time where the Bible declared that we got to be still. Be still and let God be God. God will work out those things in our lives. We trust that as we move along, we just want to thank God again for blessing us and for keeping us and allowing us this opportunity this morning to come together. And we didn't come together just to be together. We didn't come out in the rain and in the cloud on a cloudy day just to say I came to church. But I believe somebody came to give God praise. Somebody came to worship him. Somebody came to tell God, Lord, I want to thank you for being so good to me. I know you're good to us, but sometimes you got to personalize that thing and say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Because you never know sometimes the things that people are going through. So when we find ourselves this morning, and we want to deal with this thought this morning, being trapped in a dangerous situation. We are living in unpredictable times, times in which that nothing that much that surprises us. It seems as though any and everything is happening and people have lost all respect for human life. The Bible declares that thou shalt not kill, but we find that every day we hear on the media where somebody has lost their life unnecessarily. And so we don't have the answers. We don't know the why. We don't know why sometimes things are allowed, but we just know that every day something is happening. Somebody is losing their life. Now, there are those that just die naturally, but then there's always somebody that's taking someone else's life. And if you can't give life, why do you feel like that you have the power to take life? The Bible declares that we should even not steal, but, you know, you can't lay nothing down now. You got to be careful. You can't let any and everybody walk through your house. Some of those that you find might be family, might be friend, but you can't let nothing glitter be laying out in the open. Lay your little money down if you want to. That money will grab legs and walk. You go back and say, I know I put this right there. Start to mess with you. You not only look right there where you thought you put it, but you start looking places you know you didn't put it. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't stand to lose a dollar. I'll backtrack for a dollar. I know I had that dollar somewhere. He gonna backtrack today. He gonna find that money. It won't leave your mind. Not only money, but anything that is of value or of worth to you. It might not mean nothing to somebody else, but it means something to you. It can be a dish. It could be a pot. It could be anything that you value or that you love. And when you find and you look for it, and it's not where it's supposed to be. So we got to be very careful. We got to know that the enemy is busy. The enemy is always on his job, going to and fro, seeking whomsoever he can destroy and kill. So I warn you this morning to be on the lookout. Know who you deal with and don't take anything for granted. Be constantly watching and praying because the devil doesn't like it when you are blessed the way that you are. If you're trying to live in peace and harmony, the devil don't like it. If you get along with one another, the devil don't like it. If you got some joy and peace in your home, the enemy is always trying to start some type of strife between you. You ever seen where people get along and then all of a sudden somebody say, well, he said, she said that you don't even like her anyhow. You got to watch the devil. And then you got to watch it. You know, we heard a long time ago, watch the dog that bring the bone. That's the one you got to watch. How can you be everywhere all the time and you hear everything somebody else saying? Who told you that you were supposed to be the deliverer of bad news? We got some folk that we just watch you. See what we can find. See what we can tear up. And we got to know that we got to learn how to put our trust in God. The same God that promised never to leave us, neither to forsake us. The same God that David said he is a very present help in the time of trouble. The Bible teaches us that Jesus said that in this life, we will have trials and tribulations. But then Jesus come back and said, be of good cheer. for I have already overcome the world. And I wonder how many of you remember that song, that somebody's watching you. Somebody watching you this morning. They're going to see if you're paying attention to what's coming out of my mouth. Somebody's watching you when you came in, and they spread from your head down to your toe. They know if your socks don't match. Don't fool yourself. You got a hair out of place, and for those of you that wear Reebok, you got a track that's about to come out. Somebody watching that track. So somebody's going to hunt somebody else and tell them, don't you know a piece of her hair was about to come out? Everybody say they love you. They don't love you. They just watching you. You get up and you give a good testimony and you so full of fire, they're going to watch you and see if you're going to walk like what you talk like when you get outside the door. Am I talking to anybody in here? You can have a strong testimony. You can get up and shout all you want to, but when you get on the outside, somebody's going to watch you and see if you got what you had on the inside. Something working. I'm so glad that I know God. I'm so glad that I know we got some nosy folk, and we got to learn that it is true today. We got to realize that the Bible declares that even in a time like this, as long as it been since that song came out, somebody is still watching and worrying about your business. There's always somebody trying to take care of your business instead of dealing with their own affairs. We got to learn how to stay in our lane. We got to do what God has purposed us to do and not worry about what others are doing. That as individuals, we were talking at the ball game on the other night, and one of the guys was a DJ, and he began to talk. And he said, Rev, you can do that, don't you? I said, no, I can't do that. I stay in my lane. I don't know the song that was out when I was out there. I just listened to the tune and did what little bit I can do. I can do the same dance that I did 35 years ago. Nothing changed. I don't care what come out. I got to do what I know how to do. All thing I know is just keep up with the beat. Be on beat. The flow get packed enough, then don't worry about it no way. You ain't got to do nothing. Move your head. Jam right on. Jam right on. Somebody watching you. Better not get up and try them line dancing. You don't know one step after another. Be tripping all over yourself, tripping all over everybody else. Well, it look neat when somebody else is doing it. And I got sense enough to stay in my seat and just pat my feet. Being in ministry, you can't even enjoy a function because somebody watching you so hard that if you do like that, oh, he done slid back. You see, you got it, you got it. Don't hate me because I can still move. Next thing you know, they talking about you. They say you don't have nothing. You supposed to be saved. You supposed to be a Christian. Problem is that people are full of jealousy and envy. Jealousy brings decay to our lives because it causes us to focus on anger and bitterness. That somebody just don't like it because you smile all the time. Just because you smile all the time, that don't mean you don't have any problems. That don't mean that sometimes you're not going through, but I found out you can't let the enemy know when you're getting down. Sometimes you got to make that enemy out of a lie. When he look for you to be having a pity party, you throw your hands up in rejoicing and tell the Lord, I'm going to give God a hallelujah praise anyhow. Yeah, I'm broke. Yeah, I don't have this, that, or the other, but hallelujah to the name of Jesus. King Solomon tells us in Proverbs 14 and 30, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. So what he is saying is that when we have the power of God, that it is a relaxed attitude. You know how it is that even in the midst of a whole lot of confusion, if you know God, you can still keep a cool head. There's something about knowing that life can be lengthened when you don't worry about little petty things. Jealousy just rots you away. Anytime somebody is jealous of you, they're going to talk about you. Anybody, every time they think that you got more than what you ought to have, they're going to talk about you. Anytime it seems like you've been elevated and you got some things going on in your life, somebody's going to try to pull you down. We got to learn to support one another, celebrate each other, and to be happy about someone else's blessings. We might not ever be able, and you know, it sounds comical, and we like to talk about some things, but I thank God for the blessing upon Mrs. Light. She's going to be a fine flight attendant. She's a good-looking woman. She got faith enough to know that if I go out, if I try to do something, I can do it. But I want to let her know that some of your girlfriends didn't have sense enough to put in their application. They're going to talk trash about you. She came here. She just got a job. She can't help us get no cheap flight. Let her get her feet wet. Let her put her time in. Always trying to get something for nothing. Lift her up. Embrace her. Pray for her, because that's a good job. But you got to think, some of you so scared to fly, you won't fly nowhere. But if you're flying for a living, you can't be afraid that the plane gonna crash. You gotta know that there's a God that's gonna watch over you. There's a God that's gonna take care of you. There's a God that's gonna make sure that everything work out for your good. He put her in the right place at the right time. So we bid you Godspeed. We lift you up. We thank God for you. And we just hope that God will continue to be a blessing upon you. Don't let those that are jealous and envious of what God is doing make you have those doubts in your mind. We got to understand whether it's a promotion on a job, a new car, a new house, or just having peace of mind, wealth, and positions. It has been said time and time again, what God has for me, it is for me. And when he gives it to me, don't be a hater or a vessel for Satan and try to pull it apart. I need you to know and understand this morning that the word declared that we should obey God rather than man. No matter what it takes, Paul says that our security as believers in our love for God, we can't let nothing get between us and our love for the power of God. The Bible said, as Paul put it, and we talked about this not too long ago, what shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. There's somebody that's going to try to tear you down. But in all these things, you are more than conquerors through him that loves you. If God be for you, don't matter what man do against you, you are still going to be all right. For Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm not going to let nobody take my joy. I'm not going to let nobody make me feel bad about how good God has been to me. I'm not going to let nobody get in between what God got in store for me this morning. And I say me, but I'm talking to you this morning. Whatever you know that God has for you, you hold on to your thoughts. You hold on to your prayers. Hold on to the faith that you got in God, that God is going to work it out. You may have knocked on some doors, and some doors may have been closed in your face, but don't give up because a door has been closed. Know that God is able this morning to open up another door. God wants us to know that his love exceeds any love that we have for one another. For what kind of God do we have, that a God that will lay down his life for his very friends? God knows our uprising and our down sitting. God knows this morning when you get backed up against a wall. God knows that when sometime your coworker taking notes on what you do, and then they get ready to turn it in to the boss man. You got to be very careful, because there are all kinds of things that will find you trapped in a dangerous situation. Our supporting text. I believe that these words would help us to maintain our trust in God. That God is able and God can do anything but fail. David says here, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man will swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. My enemies will daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high." But then David says, "What time I am afraid, I'm going to put my trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I'm not going to fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words, and their thoughts are against me for evil." We were taught, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything. A whole lot of us ought to be hush mouth this morning. Because before we say good about somebody, we always trying to tell somebody some dirt. Am I talking to anybody in here? Oh, I'm going to get to the text in just one more minute. You're just trying to build a little thing. Get your mind in the right perspective, because you got to know that everybody that smiles in your face don't mean you any good. Everybody that tell you that I got your back, you better not lean back, because you're going to fall and hit the ground. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves, and they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Oh, you better read that for yourself. 56th division of Psalms lets us know what is going on when I get over here in Daniel. You ever heard somebody always say, "They say"? Just because they say, that don't mean that it's so. Just because they say that you're never going to be nothing, that don't mean that it's so. Just because they say that all men are gone to the dogs, that don't mean that it's so. God got some men that love him. God got some men that don't mind praising him. And so David says here, they gather themselves together. You know how they get in their clique and they have that little meeting all about you and your business. They hide themselves. They mark myself when they went for, wait for my soul. But then he says on down in verse 10, "In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." Now, I don't care who's watching. I don't care who got their mind made up. I don't care who said that you're never going to be nothing. I don't care who come and be the snitch. We always got some snitches in the bunch. And you know we got that little saying that we got off that movie, that snitches get stitches. Well, now, sometimes the snitch throw the rock, and they hide the hand. So you don't know who sold you out. But all you know is that somebody has been meddling in your business. Am I talking to anybody in here? Now, Daniel was a good man. Daniel was a God-fearing man. Daniel was a man that loved the Lord his God. Daniel believed that I'm going to trust in the Lord, because the Lord has brought me through many trials, many toils, and many dangers. Daniel believed that when I get trapped in a dangerous situation, the God that I serve will be able to deliver me and to make everything all right. Daniel lived in such a way that even the heathen king still believed that if I trust the God that Daniel trusts, even though we got some idol gods, even though they look up to me that I got all the authority, I want to be somewhat like Daniel. Bible says it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, and they should rise over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents of whom Daniel, he was the first. Don't you know that Daniel was in captivity? Daniel could have just been a slave. Daniel could have been outside the palace. But Daniel got favor in the eyesight of the king. The Bible declared Daniel was preferred above all the presidents and above all the princes because he had an excellent spirit. He loved God. You got God down on the inside. You can always have a friend. You got God, then somebody can discern that spirit of love. I thank God for blessing us to know that we know God, everything is going to work out all right. Now, there were some men. They are part of the day saint. They were the one that watched Daniel. They watched how the king interacted with Daniel. They began to wonder, we've been here king all of this time, but now Daniel come in and he's nothing but a captive. He's part of the Jewish nation and you have put him up above all of us. So now there's always somebody that's going to set a scheme or a trap for you. Try to put you in a position where you can come down off of your high horse and know that I'm going to make everybody know that you ain't nothing. Look here, look here. Bible said, then the presidents, the princes, sought, in other words, they looked for a way to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. They wanted Daniel to lose his high position. They could find no occasion or no fault because even though they had jealousy against Daniel, I'm inclined to believe that Daniel still treated them like somebody. You know how it is when somebody just don't like you just because they don't like you. But they can't find no real fault against you. They can't say that you ever done anything to them. Now, somebody may have told them that you said something, but they can't prove it, so they let that go in one ear and out the other ear. Bible declares, then said these men, being that we can't find anything against him. But then, if you walk with me, it says, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. See, now, I can talk about your job. I can talk about your family. I can talk about what you don't have, but I can't talk about your God, because if you're truly a God-fearing man or woman, would anybody declare that God is not who you believe that he is? You put a deaf ear to them. You ought to know God and have enough God in you that nobody can come by with a fly-by religion and uproot you out of what you know to be the truth. Daniel was a praying man. Daniel prayed three times a day. Daniel realized that I'm in a strange land, but I hadn't forgot where I come from. I hadn't forgot my teachers, and in my teachings, I talked to my God three times a day. Morning, noon, and night, I talked to God. I don't care who know I talk to God. So these men got their act together, got their heads together. So then these presidents and princes, they assembled together. They went to the king, said unto the king, King Darius, live forever. You always got somebody that'll suck up to the king. That one is always running behind the supervisor. That one is, yeah. What you want me to do? That's the one that's watching you, waiting on you to get out of line. And the first thing you know, they're going and tell the supervisor. Judy stayed on break 10 minutes longer than she was supposed to stay. So they build a king's head up, live forever. Then the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains, all of the important folk, consulted together to establish a royal statue. Went to the king and said, King, you need to make a decree that anybody that asks a petition of any god. See, sometimes you got to be a little shady. If they would have just said the God of Daniel, then the king would immediately knew that, oh, they're just talking and they're plotting against Daniel. But there were some other folk in the land that didn't believe in Daniel's God anyway. So they told the king, if they make a petition, in other words, if they ask anybody else, any God or any man, other than you, king, because you're the king. Now, they can come to you, but for 30 days, if they ask of anything for anybody else, write it down in writing, O king, that they shall be cast into the den of lions. King wasn't thinking. King didn't realize that he had just been set up. Sometimes folk will set you up to make you do their dirt. You may not be getting it, but I'm trying to get it to you. Now, the king heard what they said. After this verse, I'm going to speed it up and you better catch on fire. He says, sign and write. And once you write this decree, it cannot be changed. Reason why? Because this is the law of the Medes and the Persians, which ought to have not. So once you put the law in effect, don't come back and say that I made a mistake. You got to stick to what you said you're going to do. So now the Bible declared that King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, get down to the 10th verse. Daniel knew that the writing had been signed. See, Daniel wasn't in the dark. Daniel didn't realize that they had went up against him like they did. But he heard what the decree had to say. But the Bible declares that Daniel still went back home into his house. Now, if you can't pray in your house, there's something wrong somewhere. If you can't tarry enough to let God have his way in his house, there's something wrong somewhere. But I'm so glad to know this morning that Daniel got there and he raised the windows wide open right there toward Jerusalem. Kneeled down on his knees 3 times a day and Daniel prayed. Daniel gave thanks before his God. Bible declares he did it as he did aforetime. So in other words, the same thing that Daniel used to do. You got to learn that no matter what the devil try to do. I just stopped by to let you know this morning that anytime somebody go against you and your God, you got to stand your ground. You got to trust the power of God. You can't listen to the naysayers. You can't listen to the haters. You can't listen to those that have put you up against something else. For after they heard Daniel praying 3 times a day, see, the men were still watching Daniel. They knew that Daniel's not going to stop praying. We're going to put something against Daniel that he can't get out of. So they stood out by the window. They heard Daniel talking to his God. They heard Daniel saying, Lord, I just want to thank you. They heard Daniel say, the Lord will make a way. They heard Daniel say, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. They heard Daniel early in the morning say, oh, God, I just want to thank you for waking me up this morning. I want to thank you for being my God. They heard Daniel in the afternoon say, Daniel, God, I thank you for the bread. I thank you for the water. I thank you for feeding me when I get hungry. They saw Daniel in the midnight hour, still down on bended knee, praying to God, say, oh, Lord, you brought me through another day. Is there anybody in the house that talk to God on a daily basis? Anybody know that all you got to do is talk to God? They came near and they began to hear Daniel pray. Then they called the king off to the side. They had thou not signed a decree that anybody asking any God about anything except thee, O king, that thou might be cast into the line of the den of lions. But I'm so glad to know that God got somebody. God got an angel that watches over us. God got an angel that takes care of us. And even though they plotted this against Daniel, Daniel still talked to the power of the loving God. The king said, I did sign the decree. But he all thought about this thing and said, because I love Daniel, I'm displeased in myself. I wish I had never made that decree. But they began to remind the king, oh, king, you got to live forever. Oh, king, you are the one that made the decree. And once you make the decree, you can't change your mind now. So the king said, throw Daniel into the den of lions. But I believe that the same God that Daniel trusts this morning, the Lord is going to make a way somehow. Am I talking to anybody in here that know that no matter what kind of situation you get in, Daniel found himself in a dangerous situation, down there in the den of some hungry lions. They began to get ready and thought they had some good supper to eat. But I'm so glad that they had to miss out on that happy meal. They realized that there was a God that watched over Daniel. For Daniel got down there with the lions, and the God that he served closed up the lion's mouth, took away the lion's appetite, made everything all right. The king struggled all night long, and then he went down to ask for the Daniel. So, oh, Daniel, how are you doing this morning? Daniel spoke out, everything is all right. I serve a mighty God. God has blessed me and everything is all right. Is there anybody in the house that know when you call on the power of God, no matter what they say, God can work out your situation. No matter how dangerous it is, God will work it out for you. So I'm so glad that God turned that thing around for the same men, the men's wives, the men's children. God allowed them to all be thrown into the den, and all of them got ate up. All of the bones got broken. You better watch when you touch God's anointing. Watch when you put your mouth on the man or woman of God. God is able. Do you know God is able? Anybody trust in God? Anybody ever been in a bad situation? Anybody ever thought all hope was gone? But you looked up to the hill. You know where your help come from. And they thought that the devil had you. But God stepped into that situation, made everything all right. Can anybody say, yeah, I know the Lord will. I know the Lord will make a way somehow. When you find yourself being in a dangerous situation, don't give up hope, but trust in the power of God. Call on the name of the Lord. Throw your hands up in the air and say, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I do know that my God will make a way somehow. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. How do you know, Kate? He made a way. He made a way. all you got to do. Keep on doing what you've been doing. Don't worry about what they say, but you give your God some praise. Somebody in here, owe your God some praise because he brought you out of a dangerous situation. When it seemed like all hope was gone, when it seemed like the enemy had the upper hand, God stepped in and made everything all right. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? If I had, about 12 ounces more of energy. Hallelujah. If ever you find yourself in a dangerous situation, don't accept what they say, but remember what God says. God said, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll build you up where you've been torn down. If you cry, cry if you must. But one day, you're not going to have to cry anymore. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Whew.